Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Yoo-hoo, shitheads. I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Coming to you live from Internet Station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We're all gathered.
Hello.
Once again.
What's up?
Jared is back from a long night of washing dishes, which
it was pretty brutal. Like, actually, there were still more dishes to do, but I just straight up told the other guys that were washing dishes, they're like, all right, yeah, I got somewhere to be. Later, they're like, oh, yeah, where do you got to be? I'm like, none of your fucking business. That's where.
See, they should have taken a page from our book.
They were being douches.
I deserved it.
Weren't you just, like, volunteering your time, or are you getting paid?
No, I got asked to go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it was
worse. I guess I was volunteering, but, like,
If they're not paying you, you're volunteering your time.
You were forced to volunteer by being asked.
They don't have any right to be like that.
Why didn't they just take a page?
They weren't so bad, but then they were like, oh, yeah, where are you going? Just leaving the dishes with us.
You should be like, your mom's house.
Hey, all you people getting married, use fucking paper plates.
That's what we did.
Yeah, take a page from our book. No dishes.
It worked great, didn't it?
No washing.
It worked great.
And
we might have killed at least a single tree with all of it, but you know, whatever.
I cry big tears.
Fuck that tree. It probably killed someone.
Yeah, I threw an apple at the ground one time, it probably made a fucking apple tree. So there you go.
Yeah, it might have. Although I think those are special apples that you buy from the store and they can't grow trees.
What the fuck? Why?
Just like chicken eggs. Everything you buy in the grocery store is sterile. It can't possibly produce anything.
He just blew his mind.
For fear of experimentation by the youth, I think.
Experimentation? What's a dude going to do? Just grab some chicken heads and nut all over them? And be like, all right, let's see what happens.
Oh, God. The homunculi.
God, Jared?
No. That's not even the
just
right.
Just like a chicken with a human head.
Ugh.
Boy, that's a really well put together homunculus. A very distinct human head. It looks a little like Nicolas Cage.
Or chicken with just human fingers instead of feathers.
Nicolas Cage, a chicken, as if a chicken were in a cage. That's my bit of the day. Thank you very much.
And that's the end of the show.
The end of the entire show. Good night. I don't have my outro music, but we don't need it. Just fuck it. We're burning.
We don't care anymore.
We're done.
We're burning it to the ground. In case anyone hasn't figured this out and you're new, we don't know what we're doing.
And we don't give a shit.
That's fine. I don't write anything down.
It's cool.
Just let the show
flow.
I believe that scripted comedy is going by the wayside.
Yeah, it's all about improv now.
Oh, yeah. Improv was really cool in the 90s, and then stand-up kind of became the thing, but the improv wave is coming back. This is just way looser form improv that you could have ever asked for.
And
as loose as your mom.
Hey.
Also, your definition of comedy is pretty loose, too.
you have to be really loose on that one definition.
How avant-garde can we be? I think that is the challenge that we're presenting to ourselves.
So I made a discovery on YouTube.
Okay.
You ever hear the guy Jimmy Tatro?
No.
He
sounds like someone that I would never want to work at a fast food restaurant because he would ruin everything.
It does sound... That's a remarkably accurate description that you just came up with.
If they put first and last names on the name tags and I saw that guy, I would say, I want him to stand in the corner while he makes my burrito. Thank you.
He can go make someone else's burrito wrong.
Yeah.
But I want mine to be right.
He's probably that guy that they found on Instagram standing in the lettuce in the middle of Taco Bell. But anyway...
Anyways, YouTuber, disgusting. Like, if you pull up his picture, I guarantee you've seen him before.
Okay.
Like, something somewhere.
Say that name again, Jimmy?
Jimmy Tatro.
T-A-T-E-T-R-O, just gonna guess.
Yeah, close enough.
Tatro. Oh, Tatro?
Tatro.
Tatro. He has an dib. Oh, shit, he does look kind of familiar.
Yeah. Anyway, he has a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And I think I've watched every single one of his videos, and every single one has made me laugh.
How have you survived?
Like, without fail.
Are you sure you're not a ghost?
I guess.
Oh, okay.
No, he's actually, like, fucking hysterical.
I don't know. I don't really feel like laughing at other men.
Yeah, I don't know. His face looks weird to me. Like, his eyes are too far apart,
can we not judge him and just understand that he's funny?
Okay, no. Listen, of all the things that I've brought to you fuckers, you judge all the goddamn time. Fuck you, Jared, you piece of shit. I love you too, but
I feel like I just
fuck.
Got. I feel like I kind of just got put in a box.
Yeah. You stay in that goddamn box.
Life according to Jimmy. Do you think the Wrong Belushi has tried to sue him yet? Because I think that's a blatant infringement.
The Wrong Belushi.
The one that's alive.
Yeah. Ugh, the
but yeah, life
according
to Jimmy. If you ever get bored, just start watching his videos. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed.
Go for it, man. I've been watching Vaporwave videos again.
Vaporwave?
You don't know what that is, do you?
Oh, show them the best one.
The best one ever. Okay. I was actually playing some of that on the pre-show. Mac, you know which one I'm talking about. Let's see. Here we go. The idea of it is, I don't know if it's supposed to be any sort of commentary on anything, but it's just samples upon samples upon samples. And this is probably the best groove that we discovered so far. It kind of defined the genre. The artist is Macintosh Plus.
This sounds like Daft Punk.
It's like a way more hollow Daft Punk.
Yeah, it's like made to just be and not really have any social commentary.
I swear on everything I've heard this before somewhere.
You probably have.
Probably.
Well, this is the music that they play for How It's Made.
No, what?
Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
it
made it that far.
Have you ever watched How It's Made? This is the music.
I don't know if I have.
When they're, like, making stuff.
Yeah, this is a good beat for robots to do things, too.
Right?
And it doesn't matter what the robots are doing. They could be assembling a car, cutting up a lamb.
Screwing on toothpaste caps.
Twist.
If the robots ever do come alive, like, the main reasons for them getting mad at us will be us making them do
menial tasks.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
I programmed to kill you, and all I have to do is screw on this fucking toothpaste cap. Fuck you.
They'll program themselves to kill us.
I can do so much more than this. And you have me vacuuming your goddamn floor.
Kill all humans. And then they sing this song together.
They just open up their, like, mouth speaker, and they just plays.
Oh, fuck. That's a good soundtrack for the end of the world right here. Can you imagine nuclear bombs dropping to this?
I can see this as, like, a Gambino beat.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you rapped over it or something.
This would be great for Nukes, because he's saying it's your move. Like,
yeah.
I'm nuking you. It's your move.
No moves left.
It'll just be nuclear bombs and, like,
check.
A big chessboard.
Motherfucking mate.
Now we want to listen to it more. Damn it.
Sorry. We'll get your fix later. But, hey, I think we just wrote your music video. Robots dropping nuclear bombs. I know the song came out in 2011, but...
But we can definitely copyright this infringement.
Yes, why not?
It's a parody.
You know,
yeah.
I don't have the copyright symbol anywhere, like, on our stuff, and
you
I don't think
just
this person is either.
Everything,
yeah,
like every
true.
Word.
I feel like that's like a lot of paperwork.
G, copyright I, copyright F, copyright.
There is probably a way I've seen this before where you can edit the waveforms of audio to include art in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we should just embed the copyright symbol in our audio files.
Creepy.
About every 5 or 10 seconds. It would sound like a little chirp every once in a while, but that's how you know it's ours. It's legitimate.
I think that's a horrible idea.
It might be.
It is.
But at least our show wouldn't get stolen,
no
which I'm very worried about.
But what about the 4 seconds in between every chirp? They can take all of that.
4 seconds? It's not chirping every 5 seconds. He said 5 minutes.
No, I said 5 seconds.
No, that's horrible.
No, that'd be all right.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was all a bit, and it kind of introduces the idea that that's what DRM is. Don't vote for it. If you can vote on it, don't vote for it. DRM, yes.
What is that again?
It stands for Digital Rights Management. It's pretty much when a company treats you like a criminal before you even buy the thing that they're selling.
What?
Like, they lock it. Like, okay, you ever rented a movie on iTunes or bought one?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, you buy a movie on iTunes, you can't put it anywhere outside. You can put it on like your iPhone and you can take that with you, but if you try and copy that file to another computer, shit won't play. It only sticks to your computer.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, but it's also super inconvenient.
Yeah, it's really lame. So vote against it. In your next election, there won't be a bill on this, so it's not going to work. Vote on it on the internet.
Yeah, just start a petition.
Start a Twitter poll.
I don't know how to do that.
Stand outside Walmart with a piece of paper and get people to sign it.
Let's start a...
I fucking hate those people so much.
What, the ones that hand out flyers?
No, they stand outside Walmart like, hey, you want to sign my petition for whatever?
Just say you're from Oregon.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
If they're in Washington, just say...
They'll consider it a different country, and then it won't matter.
It's a different state, so you can't put your name on their stuff.
That's what you got to do? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've just been saying I was a Satanist. They just leave me alone.
Well, that's another way.
No matter what the cause,
you're right.
You just have to assume that Satan isn't for it.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, they just say, I'm from out of state.
Out of state.
A.K.A. Oh, hell. That's definitely
although
out of
if
state.
You do that, they might try to say, oh, this one's for the country. And then you'd be like, out of country.
Out of country.
Out of the world.
Out of country.
I'm from Mars.
Just say you're from Alaska. That's not part of our country. It doesn't make any sense. Why would it be?
Yeah.
I'm Hawaiian, bro.
Our country tis of thee, except for Alaska.
And Hawaii.
And Hawaii.
Except for that weird frozen turd on the side of Canada. We're not sure why we bought that.
Yeah, it was like $4. So.
It was $4 and like a box of blue beads and a raccoon pelt, I think.
A raccoon pelt.
I don't know. They don't have raccoons up
there. We gave them powder and shot. They had to go get their own fucking raccoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, teach a man to fish and he'll get fish.
But light him on fire and he'll be warm for the rest of his life.
Whoa, that's how that goes. That's true, though. Like, then he dies, so it's the rest of his life. That's beautiful.
Let's see.
Thanks, Jared.
I'm here for you. In all the deep wisdom.
I'm trying to...
I feel like I'm doing the world a favor by spreading my wisdom through the internet.
Definitely.
You're doing a great job, man. Nobody's emailed us about it, but when they do, you can be sure it'll be about you.
It's because their fucking mind's blown.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to do here. Blow minds every day. How do you start a Twitter poll? Because I was trying to figure out how to do that.
So click on what's happening.
What is happening? Oh, this thing right here?
And then there's a poll.
Add poll. Oh, shit. Okay.
Choice one.
So you write your question.
I don't know what my question is. I've never done this before. I'm very scared.
What were you just wanting to poll people about?
Should Alaska still be a state?
Okay, just
can
write
we
that.
Can we get rid of Alaska? Rid of Alaska.
Say yes, and then put also yes.
Also yes. And
tweet.
No, and then what's Alaska? Oh, damn.
Oh, okay. You can't edit these, can you?
Nah, you can never edit anything on Twitter because Twitter is just so great like that.
You just gotta delete it.
JK Twitter, you suck a piece of shit. You should be able to edit.
You only
get
24 hours. This needs to extend.
There's more times. I think maybe there's a setting.
Oh, okay. Well,
whoa. Why do we only have 23 hours
maybe
left?
Maybe it is only 24 hours. I thought it was you could extend it, but maybe not.
You know why it's only 23 hours left?
Hmm.
Because of daylight savings time. That's what this does to us. It reduces our time and our lives.
Repent, daylight savings timers.
And the farmers don't even give a shit anymore.
Yeah,
okay?
The farmers are like, dude, I don't give a fuck.
You know farmers can work 24/7 now? You know why? Because of fucking lights, okay?
Whee!
They put those shits on their tractors.
And they just haul around.
All the crops are visible. It's done. Join the Church of the Eternal Sun to end this farce. I don't know if I announced it on the show, but I am... working on legit robes.
You did mention that.
And by legit robes, they will be hoodies. It's really it's really hard to draw bears. Okay, there's going to be a bear.
Can we just take a picture and then just like
a picture of a bear?
Just take a sun bear, take that picture, and then just paste it onto the fucking thing.
No, because that'd be... It wouldn't be...
You can do that.
It wouldn't be like sick streetwear if we did that. We can do that, sure, but I want
you'd
this
rather
shit
have
be...
a shitty Microsoft Paint version of a
no!
fucking sun bear.
You think I'm using MS Paint on this motherfucker? No, I'm using GIMP, boy.
That doesn't sound any better.
I know. It sounds kind of lame.
It sounds worse.
Yeah, it sounds so much worse.
But you can't make nice curves in paint like you can with GIMP. There's going to be curves. It's going to look kind of Native American-y, I think.
Yeah, the Native Americans didn't have daylight savings time.
And they got along just fine
without
it. Yeah,
they're too busy fucking shanking buffalo and shit.
Yeah. Why did we have to come up with this weird construct for clocks? Also, it's Benjamin Franklin's fault. I don't know if we mentioned. He's dead already, so this isn't any...
So we can't, like, bring it to his doorstep or write him a letter, but it's still his fault.
Yeah, actually...
Let's go desecrate his grave.
Do we know where his grave is? That's a very good point, Jared.
I feel like I've been there.
Hang on. Benjamin.
Isn't it, like, the Liberty Bell?
He was buried in the Liberty Bell, actually.
He is the Liberty Bell.
They just turned his fucking ashes into a metal bell.
That's a great idea. Hang on.
He is the Declaration of Independence.
That's his skin.
He has a whole section on Wikipedia called chess.
What?
We'll come back to
did
that.
Did he create chess? I'm pretty sure it's a lie.
Yeah, haven't the Japanese been playing like a very similar game for like eons?
Yes.
He suffered from obesity, resulted in health problems, particularly gout, blah, blah, blah. Interred in Christ Church Burial Ground in Philadelphia. Here is a picture of his grave.
Never been there.
Notice it is...
barred off.
Yeah, oh yeah, but there's no guards, which is good.
I've been to Thomas Edison's house and grave.
Do you have a bunch of light bulbs?
Yeah.
Are they in the same place?
I think so.
Oh, man. That's creepy.
That could also be a lie.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
But we
that's
saw
the same
Elvis's
place as the
graveyard.
What's like, that?
He had a graveyard at his
house?
Yeah,
his mom and his sister are also buried with him in his backyard.
Say who again?
Morbid. Elvis.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah, no, it's kind of a creepy thing to do to bury yourself.
People who are like were there and they were like legitimately sobbing at his graveside.
Dude, it was
weird. Been like 80 years.
Yes. Okay, not that long.
But like 50.
50.
Yeah.
It might as well have been 80.
Yes. It could it is a generation away.
That's a couple of generations.
These people that were crying were most probably not alive when Elvis was alive. Like, they were barely, like, a tickle in their dad's pants.
Yeah.
When he died. What?
That's the most disgusting way I've ever heard anyone say. I've heard, like, a glint in someone's eye, but tickle in a pants.
Sorry,
that's a new one. I don't know how I feel about it.
I was trying to find clips for the show, and I heard that on Lethal Weapon. So
that's disgusting.
Tickling your dad's pants.
Anyway, Benjamin Franklin's grave is really flat, which is perfect for
graffiti.
Yes, or placing things on like signs,
or you know, excavation.
Oh yeah.
Or satanic altars, Jared.
Yo.
Jared, do you know how to drive a forklift?
Are you kidding? Of course I know how to drive a forklift.
Hell yeah, me too, bro.
Up to
forklift
that.
Friends.
Mm-hmm. Forklift bros.
Fuck,
I'm not
yeah.
licensed in the least.
Oh, I am actually.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, yes. But through where I work, so I don't know if it counts anywhere else.
Universal.
I think so. I have a card and shit.
I think it's like a driver's license.
I think
like,
that's pretty
you get
legit
your forklift
if you
license.
Have a card.
I think I have it in here. Hold on a second.
I have skills.
Wait a second.
That's about it.
There's something laminated.
Your resume
look,
skills.
There it is. Equipment authorized to operate.
Let me see that.
Expires January 25th, 2021. So we have 3 years to pull off this heist of Benjamin Franklin's corpse.
Oh, dude, you can do the scissor lift?
Yeah, bro.
He can scissor all.
Hey! And the boom lift? Definitely not.
No, I call that the snorkel. Yeah, because it pipes around.
You're
it's
so
bendy.
Fancy.
It's really weird. I ain't never driving that thing. It's got like seven. It's got like seven levers on it that I will never touch because I'm so scared.
You got to get them figured out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're labeled somewhat clearly for being a 10-year-old machine in an extremely industrial environment.
Or maybe they just kind of figure.
What's a
he'll
Steve
figure it out.
Door?
Yeah, Steve-a-door.
Okay.
It's a model of, it's like a mini crane. It's like if you took a really squatty tractor and you put a crane on it. I've never had the opportunity to drive
it. That doesn't sound safe, but... You know what the fuck do I know?
It's badass.
And why is it called a Stevedore when it's literally spelled Steve Door?
It's like Ford. It's the manufacturer. Stevedore.
So, let me just go to the store and buy a Lay's.
A Lay's?
Oh, yeah. You know the potato chips? No, just Lay's. What kind of Lay's would you like? No, just Lay's.
What kind of Coca-Cola would you like? Oh, yeah, the Sprite one.
I didn't make these rules, man. I'm licensed for the
that
forklift
means you
only.
Are
part of the issue.
Part of the problem.
You know, the forklifts are, by some employees, are also called heisters.
Nope.
That is a
that's
model.
Brand name.
Yeah. No, hey, I got an agreement here.
Really?
Oh,
that's
weird.
Yeah.
So if the heister thing is possible, why can't the Stevedore thing be possible? Because
it's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's got a stupid name.
It's spelled
for a stupid thing.
Also, everybody who I've ever known, except for one person named... No, two people named Steve are douchebags.
Yeah.
Wait, so you have exceptions?
And every single fucking Stevedore I've ever met has been a douche, too.
Yeah, see?
First name Steve, middle name Dora.
Okay, so I have a friend from Canada who's named Steve, and he's pretty chill because he's Canadian.
Right.
And then I worked with a CNA who's now something else in medicine, and his name is Steve. But everyone else that I've ever known that's named Steve is a dick.
I have an Uncle Steve.
He's probably a dick, I'm sorry.
Oh, he absolutely is.
See, there you go.
Great-ass dude. Hilarious. Great guy.
But a douchebag.
Yeah, just kind of a douche.
Yeah.
His wife like made someone like really fucked up face one time. He's like, "Hey Steve, if I look like this, would you still love me?" He's like,
"No.
We probably wouldn't even know each other."
Steve's, they're dicks.
Fucking Steve.
Steve.
I love that guy.
Steve is that's also the name of that predator guy that was trying to date everyone, all the like teenage girls on the WSU campus.
What the fuck?
Yeah, when I was going there and I started talking to my friend and she's like, "Yeah, he tried to like get me to go on a date alone with him in his car," and like,
and you was like, "No."
Yeah, and I know like, somebody else who he slept with while he was sleeping with my other friend.
I like how that dude's idea of a date is being alone in a car.
Well, he wanted to drive her and she said, "Can I meet you there?" And he said, "No, I want to pick you up," and that means that he wants you alone in his car.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
The only
I'm a red flag.
Yeah, that's a huge red flag.
That's a red flag right there.
And then another thing is he totally slept with one of my friends while he was sleeping with another one of my friends, and I knew about each one of them sleeping with the other one.
Oh.
And I'm like, and I told them both, and they're like, "Oh my god,
Steve sleaze."
Oh, he is totally a sleaze.
There we go. That's use that more often. Sleaze. Yes. Making it come back.
Fucking sleazy.
Just like improv, it hasn't been used since the 90s. It's coming back now.
He's a sleazy predator.
Yeah.
And he used all of those.
A weasel. That's what he is.
He's a Steve the weasel.
Steve the sleazy weasel.
Yeah, he would like, if he ever met a girl, he would do like the Prince of Persuasia stuff where he would like, he would literally insult you. Like, he told me that my toenails looked like shit and I needed a pedicure the first time he met me. And he thought that was the door and that was the hugest first red flag. From then on, I never trusted him. He always wanted me to send him nude pictures. Never did. And then
did he pioneer the send nudes movement?
I don't know. Probably.
When was this?
Mm-hmm. 2010, around there.
That's like, pretty early, man.
He's the pioneer.
Yeah. And then there's like, what else?
Jared is Mixmaster Meme, so he knows these timelines.
I was smarter than him, so he would try and tell me that I was wrong about things, even though I knew he was wrong. And then he would just be like, "No, you're wrong." I'm like, "I'm not going to argue with you. I really don't give a shit."
Yeah,
but
like,
he was trying to prove that I was wrong, therefore he was better than me, and that would make me like him more.
Yeah, and you're
it
like,
was so strange.
I don't give two shits about
like,
you.
I really don't care.
This is an inside joke for Kirsty. Was his last name Carlsberg?
Yes. No, I wish. I'll leave his last name out just because he's sleazy.
He probably knows we're doing this.
Sleazy and he might sue
you
me
can only...
because that's the kind of person he is, even though everything I'm saying is true.
What, did he graduate from law school? And
no,
he's
just a shitty person.
Okay.
Like,
well,
he tries to get everything out of anyone he can.
That's how some people are.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, even if what we just said here came back to him, there ain't shit he can do. These are facts about him. It's not slander. In any way,
it's not. I have multiple people that can back me up.
So fuck you, Steve.
You're a piece of shit.
Just a general blanket.
And then there is that weirdo Steve from the radio station.
Oh yeah, But I never see. I have a hard time perceiving shitty people. You know, I just kind of go through. It's fun.
You just kind of go through and just figure people are going to be normal people, but they are not.
No, yeah. And I'm trying to become more aware of this fact.
It's so bad. We'll be like hanging out with somebody, and they'll say something really rude, and I'm like, I really hope Renee didn't understand that.
Like, is there a
and
recent...
Renee's just happy-go-lucky as ever.
Yeah, he's just like, whatever.
He's just like, yeah, I'm doing my thing, just hoping
there
to leave as soon as I can.
Recent. I don't know.
Oh, okay, good.
I told you guys about that.
Everything your grandma ever says to me.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I told you guys about that one girl I met, right?
Oh, yeah, the one that you just found out was just a bitch.
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
No.
We talked about it last show.
Yeah, we're like hanging out, like big group, and like I didn't know who she was, but she was cute, so obviously I'm going to go talk to her.
Yeah.
So like we're hanging out and talking a little bit, and like the way, like I didn't notice at first because she was like so bubbly and animated and like talking with her friends and like bouncing around. I'm like, oh, this is cool. She's like a fun person, you know?
No.
And then like all of a sudden like it was like slowly built. I just started like noticing things. It was stuff like she never said like, hey, can you get me this? It was, hey, you get me this. And, but like she didn't say it in like a mean tone. So I was just like, oh, maybe that's just how she is with her friends, you know, like different groups of friends, different people.
Yeah.
You know?
I never understood when girls called each other bitches. Yeah. I don't get that. It's not
yeah.
me.
People are weird. But yeah. Anyways, so then I started noticing more and more of that. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to like, you know, just cut my losses and like. It's only been one night. Like, I'm just not a waste of a day, you know? It's whatever. Yeah. And then we were walking somewhere, and she was just, like, hanging out with us. And then she's mentioned something about wanting to go see a movie called Adrift. She, like, mentioned the trailer. I was like, oh, what's it about? She's like, ship lost at sea. I'm like, oh, Adrift. Yeah, I probably could have figured that out. She's like, could you really have, though? And I was like, all right, I'm done with you. Fuck
wow.
off. I don't have time to play whatever.
Was this like a church group or like a group from Clark or something?
No, like church group. Like okay. People from church. Sure. I don't know. I was just like, I'm done with you. I don't have time to deal with your whatever bullshit is you're working with.
The lesson here is Jesus can't fix everything.
That's what I was going for, yeah.
Yeah, you are definitely right about that.
Sometimes. Yeah, it happens.
Fucking people.
Fucking Jesus. Maybe he needs to do his job better.
Yeah.
Maybe he should remember when we were talking about the second resurrection last week.
Of course you were.
Maybe.
Refresh my memory.
The second resurrection, I believe, was the idea of he comes back and he just starts capping motherfuckers.
That was actually the week before last. Huh? It's been 2 weeks since your last show.
Oh, yeah, so. That is. I'm just saying last show.
Sure, yeah, but that's Jared's mind has had so much stuff happen.
Yeah, we took
a
break.
I'm a busy man.
He's busy.
We took a break. It was situational, but... Maybe Jesus could, like, start some one-on-one sessions with some shitty people.
You'd be like, hey, listen, you fucking suck. Do better. And then leave. And, like, if Jesus himself comes down and tells you that, hey, you're a shitty person and you don't fix yourself, nothing's going to. And therefore...
If Jesus came to people who are shitty, they would just say, you're not my Jesus. Or you're not really Jesus. I know it. You know it, too. Like,
you're not my Korean Jesus.
Yeah, there's no way people would be okay with their entity of choice saying you're a shithead.
Yeah,
they'd be like, this isn't real.
Yeah, it would be a pretty quick justification.
Especially the people who truly need it, like the Christian-y people saying that they're all lives matter, but except for these brown immigrant kids who we don't give a shit about. Like,
you ever notice that like church people are like some of the most judgmental bastards you'll ever.
They're the
fucking...
worst people I've ever met. And I like really hate
can
to,
be.
I hate to paint with that broad of a brush, but it's been so often that it's really hard not to for me sometimes.
No, I've definitely seen it too.
So I have to like stop myself, but I will give that opinion when prompted, but I try not to see everyone like that.
The thing about it is it is the mob mentality a little bit. Not necessarily in always, but those kind of gatherings do attract certain personalities, and there's bound to be a few that fracture off into the shit areas more than others. So no matter what, you're going to run into something bad. Just don't hang out
there. I
feel
like if people who are spiritual, which I feel like everyone is, even if they're not religious, like you can still be spiritual but not have like an deity or whatever.
I'm very spiritual when it comes to eliminating daylight savings time.
See, there you go. But like people who need like like really strict direction in how they do their spirituality, those are the people who I feel like are more sheepish and don't know how to think for themselves.
The prime cult member.
Yeah, or don't really understand like why something is a bad thing or why you wouldn't want to do that or that it matters because, you know, somebody's a different color.
Not being able to
different
see.
Different creed, different whatever.
The common sense is kind of removed and they want someone else to tell them what to do.
Yeah, well, it's like they tried to tell my parents how to start voting or at church.
Yeah, that
and
was...
And that's when my parents were like, we're out.
Yeah. No, and that's pretty cool of them. I can respect that.
Yeah.
And now they're cool, down-to-earth heathens. Would you say your parents are heathens?
Yeah, probably.
Do they fall in that category?
All right. I think our new tagline is TGIF Radio, the show for heathens.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's 100% official. And
why is it so goddamn hot in here?
It's because we're heathens.
I don't know. I'm oh yeah.
We're just getting used to the temperature.
Slowly cooking in hell. Yeah, maybe that'll be the next thing to put the budget towards is a really are there such thing as silent air conditioners?
No.
No? Okay.
We just have to crank it down to -20 and then just as soon as the show starts, turn it off.
Ooh, how about this? Okay.
You just need to bring the fan back and blow some air in here before the show, like with a fan.
With the
that box fan.
Like pull the pull the
would it be okay if we brought it back here? You don't want to use it at the house?
Well,
or?
I don't know. We could just bring it every week. That kind of sucks, but it might work.
It's
during
really
the
easy
summer.
To transport.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a special special situation we've gotten in. And
Pithel.
I just don't know. This room is just in the middle
you
of
have the
everything.
The smallest room of everyone.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I also have the smallest room in my house.
Yeah.
We got totally janked up.
Yeah, you guys got fucked.
We got fucked over.
We'll be fine. I had good times in here. There's a projector.
We've had some good times.
Alrighty, moving on.
We're not gonna detail that much more. speaking of the shitty people thing, this is something I've been pondering lightly for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Racism seems to be a fun thing that everyone's talking about, but I want to move beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a higher concept that we can step towards. Don't
hate the Martians.
Don't hate the
don't hate the Martians.
No, hate the
no!
Martians.
No, no, not until they do something bad.
No, we need that's what we need. We need to have for humanity to band together, we need to have something else to hate. Why not the Martians?
That's probably really true, though.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all.
This is like pure.
That's why they did. That's why 9/11 happened.
Because. All right,
we're going to need some context on that.
Well,
but
because.
First,
but we were the thing being hated in that instance, though. If you buy into the idea that those guys pulled it off themselves.
Yes.
Which I don't
we
know
were
if
hating
I do.
The government, and then the government was like, shit, we need someone else to hate. And then.
Oh, I see. You're still going for the strings angle.
Totally.
Okay, cool.
My strings.
Okay.
We got to hate these brown people in the Middle East.
So, what we're saying is we need a new Al Qaeda. It worked really good last time. Why not just a space Al Qaeda?
So, I hate to break it to you, but the newest Al Qaeda is white men. Wah, wah. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's true.
It's really
but
true.
When's the last time you seen a white guy
or
strap
white
a bomb
people?
To himself and walk into a school?
The last multiple shooting,
wasn't
mass shootings
like
were
yesterday?
All white men. Yeah.
It really was.
Like all of the 150 something shootings in the since the beginning of this year have mostly been white men.
Okay, but we're going in the wrong direction though. I wanted to move beyond racism. See?
Okay,
there's a higher echelon that we can go to. Not necessarily bringing aliens into this, which would be cool.
Okay.
But if they're out there, we're ready to hate them.
Yeah.
I'm
no,
just
no,
telling
we're set.
You, that's already, like, the new thing.
Okay.
No, we're going to make a new one.
I don't know if I'm on board, but I like the
of
idea.
Of course you would be. It's okay.
I like the idea of soulism.
Soulism.
It's racism of the soul. There are certain souls that are broadcasted, they come across as personality types that probably should be eliminated.
Jesus Christ.
The people who cut their fingernails in the office, I'm talking about you. the ones who park in the electric only in handicap parking spaces. Talking to you.
Yo, I have to cut you off, but this story needs to be fucking told.
Go for it, Jared.
All right,
you got a type that needs to be out of here.
All righty. Just one bitch in particular.
Okay.
All right.
I have a couple of those.
There we go.
So here we are working at Peace Health Hospital in Vancouver, right? We're tearing out the sidewalk and redoing it. No big deal. So what they do the day before, they put
That's where my mom works.
Hey, that's tight. Anyway, so they put up cones and caution tape all along the sidewalk.
Is it right in front of the new tower?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, sorry. I just need to know, like, visually where it is.
You would notice the tower.
As you're walking out to the left.
Okay.
I think.
Anyway.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Not the entire sidewalk, just that small bit, right?
No, entire sidewalk.
Oh, shit.
That whole area came up.
Damn. All right.
But anyways, so we cones and caution tape, so, like, obviously, do not fucking park here, you know?
That doesn't apply to this lady, right?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't fucking apply to her a bit. And, like, see, the thing is, like, there was a Jeep that was parked there, too, but that had been there the day before, and, like, the city had left a note saying, like, hey, you need to move your shit.
And they didn't.
No, they didn't. They just weren't, never came back to their Jeep. So, like, they put the cones around them, so this car hadn't been moved in a few days. So, I mean, like, that I get. That happens.
They might be out of town or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, whatever it is. But this fucking bitch just pulls up right behind there and just like, oh, you see that all those cones and caution tape? Well, that guy parked there, so I'm just going to park right behind him, right in front of the caution tape. Start!
Oh, Lord.
Pulls the fuck in. And eventually she comes out, and she, like, when she comes out to move her shit, like, after we were all done working and had to work around her fucking bullshit-ass car. I'm still mad about it. Anyways, had to, like, work around her car, got it all figured out. She comes out to just drive off or wherever she's going. So we all just, like, stare the fuck down. She's on the phone, won't even look at us. Like, drives, like, a big circle and comes back and acts like she's going to park there again. And we're just, like, ready to go over there and just bitch this lady out. And then she just peels off out of there. I have no idea what her fucking point was. She did a lap around the block and then left.
She was just getting her lap in to get her fix of talking on the phone while driving done.
Yeah, and extra then, douchey.
That's weird. Did she work there or something?
Yeah, she's a nurse.
Were you guys contracted through the city or through Peace Health?
Peace Health. City gave Peace Health, like, hey, your shit's out of regs.
Sure.
Fix it.
Yeah,
if that ever happens again, just go inside and say, this person just parked here. Can you have them move their car?
No, I was just going to take a fucking sledgehammer to her car.
Or you could do that. You might get arrested, though, but, like, you know, either way.
Some things are so worth it.
Jared, use your unofficial forklift license. Don't you have one to lift up the sidewalk?
Oh, we bitch out of there.
No, we had a fucking excavator.
Oh, damn.
We could have legitimately ripped her car in half and then tore the one piece over there and another piece over there.
Jaws of Life style.
It slipped.
Shoot, it happens. But hey, don't park next to a fucking active construction zone.
See, there's this lever here that says go forward, and then there's this other one here that says fuck shit up. I hit the wrong one. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
You're like, I wonder what this does. Click, just boom.
Yeah. So a lot of these souls that are going to be eliminated are parking specific.
All of the beasts.
All of them.
Although those are people that you're going after.
Sure.
There is the personality type of
they're all assholes.
Backstabbing bitch.
Yeah.
That can be hunted down and either corrected or eliminated.
I don't think they can be corrected. But if you mean corrected in the way that Coochie Copy means, then yeah, they should be corrected.
Killed. Yeah.
Killed.
Well, or as in re-education.
Re-education.
I almost said that, yeah.
It's time for re-education.
And a full frontal lobotomy. That might work. I don't know how far the soul extends.
I think they already have it, though.
Oh, the lobotomy?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're just, like, not very bright people.
I feel like the main problem is selfishness.
Yeah, they're all very selfish and not bright people.
Yeah, that's kind of about it. They're like, oh, well, I'm going to park here because, you know.
Speaking of selfishness.
That is a big marker to look for in this pursuit.
I hate how people. Okay, so this happened to me today. I was waiting for Renee to go get my backpack out of the car. And so I was sitting at there's like a really shitty sidewalk, and there was only one place I could like really sit still, and it was right at the corner, so it looks like I'm about to cross the road, but I wasn't. Yeah. So his car stopped, and I said, no, I'm not going. And then he got like really huffy and looked at me. He's like, really? And he like shook his head and like drove off. And
why would you even like, get mad? I'm just that, hanging
like,
out.
I'm like
fuck
in
off.
A wheel thingy, and I'm just sitting here like, yeah. Sorry, I don't know what you want me to say. To
yeah,
you.
Like sorry.
Like, but also I get that when people like sit at the crosswalk and are doing, but we weren't even looking at the road. I was talking to Skylar, and I was like wheeled the like sideways. So
okay, yeah. See, like
there's
that
no way
is...
that I was looking like. I mean, so those people, that guy.
Like somebody who thinks they're doing you a favor and then you don't do it.
And
then
so
they get fucking,
angry.
Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah.
I once had a guy who I was talking to my other friend about my anthropology like thesis for my bachelor's degree. And this other guy interrupts me, mansplains my own field to me and then says, and then I say, and I just cut him off and ignore him.
Like,
and
oh, you mean the thing I'm fucking majoring
in? And continue
in?
Talking about what I was talking. And he's like, oh, well, if you don't want to listen to me, I was going to offer you a really great job. And I said, great, shove it up your ass. So I don't really like people who do that to me.
Yeah, that's...
The interrupting or the not letting you continue a conversation.
Or they try to explain things that I know more about it than they do.
Yeah.
There is a back and forth that is supposed to occur with conversations. We've got it pretty good here.
Yeah, we just interrupt each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay, you know what? Actually, that is true. The way conversations are normally supposed to go is you're politely interrupting each other to build upon it and have a good time. When you just dominate for minutes at a time, that's no fun for anybody, no. Except for the person doing that.
Yeah, I ran into a guy like that. I think it was yesterday. At first, I was
never
like,
saw him again.
Yeah, I was like, no, this guy's chill. Like, I'll sit here and BS with him, and then he just starts talking about whatever dumb shit it was. And I was like, I don't care. I'm so over it.
I'm dying.
That's the way I feel when I try to talk about video games with people.
Oh, same.
I can't do it, man. I'm sorry. Like, I know you game and all that, and it sounds cool and whatever, but man, that is just not my world.
See, and I can sit down and I'll play video games for like a couple hours, but like after a while, I gotta get up. I gotta move. I can't just... This, like, my life isn't enraptured in this game. My life doesn't suck so much that I have to play this game and pretend that I'm this character so I can feel good about myself.
You feel like you're wasting away after a little bit.
Yeah, it feels like, you know? Dude, I got shit to do today. I can't just sit here all fucking day.
You know that thing, like, in the mid, I don't know, like around 2011 or something, where you would hear all these stories about guys playing World of Warcraft and they were like addicted to it and they didn't leave their fucking house. They were
there's
doing
a
it
great
weeks.
South Park episode about it.
Yeah,
about guys that are hooked on it.
All the kids get hooked on World of Warcraft and Cartman gets even fatter.
They just treat it like meth, don't they?
Yeah, and like they all get like really big and chunky and get acne and just like no
more hot pockets.
Yeah, more hot pockets. Yeah, and they're in the basement. And they all have like their little computers and then they like. Who is it? Stan or Kyle gets like carpal tunnel really bad.
Oh, like in the middle of like the final boss
battle. Like the final boss battle. He's
carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel.
I almost had a taste of that when I found Minecraft. That was the most time most of my time I've ever had consumed by a video game.
I know three people who met their spouse on World of Warcraft.
Nerds.
Yeah. Total nerds. Oh. Man.
Now, here's an interesting question. How detailed are the events in your head about their meeting?
I don't know.
Okay. Could you answer the question of what type of characters were they playing? Like, were they obviously... Like
sexy characters, or what do you mean?
Like, did the characters represent themselves in any way, or was it?
I think they
or was it like a guy
do.
Playing like an elf maiden?
So there's this thing that I just saw that there's two kinds of people that play like D&D and World of Warcraft. There's the people who are like, this is Jeffrey. He's an orc. He likes to kill people, and that's it. That's the character. Other person that's like, this is Glendra, and she has past traumas, and she likes the earth, and. And surprisingly has all of my past traumas as well. So those are like the two people that role playing. There's the people who are just like, this is my fucking character. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just here
I'm
to
here
escape
to
it.
Fuck shit
I'm
up.
Here to fuck shit up. And then the other people are like, I'm here to work out my traumas and like my life and like, have a better life or something through like this character. So those are the literally I've met only two people who do that.
So probably that second type is the more likely to meet a spouse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was definitely the first type. My dude
was
a beautiful half-orc. Very charismatic.
Beautiful half-orc.
Dude, I rolled such good fucking stats. It was incredible.
Oh, that's
I'd never played D&D in my life. Like, all right, roll for your stats. And they're just like, oh, wow, that's really good. Oh, shit, that's really good. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
You're basically the Hulk, just like 2 feet shorter.
Yeah, I was a beautiful half-orc with great charisma and dexterity and strength and speed.
An that's orc great. With charisma? What the fuck?
Yeah, I was a half-orc, and apparently I was good-looking, so...
Okay.
I took it. My name was Shump the Claymore.
Shump! Oh, my God.
And then I had a giant broadsword, which was actually a claymore, so I named him Shump the Claymore.
That fucking rules, man.
I had a little mouse that I carried around in my pocket as my little buddy. His name was also Shump the Claymore. At some point, I leveled up and got 2 twin axes.
Dude,
guess what the fuck I named them?
Shump 1 and 2?
Nope, just Shump the Claymore, there both of go. Them.
Shump.
Have you, any chance you still got that character sheet lying around?
No.
Because that's got great use, man.
Yeah, it was a good fucking roll, man.
All I can hear in my head is, hey, I want a Shump, baby. Shump.
But why Shump? Did you roll that too? Or you were just like, I knew this is who I was going to be from the beginning.
I figured that's what I was going to be.
Okay.
No. Yeah, oh yeah, we saw the Key and Peele, the D&D sketch, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Is he in that?
Huh?
Is Shump the Claymore in that?
No, remember he had Tyrone the giant?
Tyrone?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, they go to the bar, like, where are the bitches at?
Oh, yeah, that's all that guy wanted to do, was find the bitches.
Yeah. They get into his, bitches, grabs the bitches. My dick and every... No, he grabs all the bitches and they get in his Escalade.
I think at that point it's Shadowrun, not D&D. Like, it's turned into a completely different game.
I don't even know. I trust you.
Does anybody know if that's ever happened where you're in the middle of a D&D game and then some weird fucking shit happens, time travel or whatever, and then it just turns into a Shadowrun game because it's a completely different time? Sound familiar to anybody?
No.
All right, that's just my dream then.
One time we fell into a dungeon, and then it went into a giant lake down below.
Yeah.
And so we did a plesiosaur check, obviously. We had done like 4 we had done like 4 of those. And the DM was like, all right, roll for plesiosaur check. And we got like 3 nat 20s and an 18. So
damn.
He said unless there was a nat 20 somewhere, there was definitely not going to be a plesiosaur.
Okay, good.
But then you got 3 20s, and he's like, fuck it, there's a plesiosaur. So we ripped his dick off.
Holy shit. Can you use that in potions or something?
No.
Plesiosaur dick?
No, we just had a plesiosaur dick.
Okay.
I had his tooth.
I know if you get a dragon dick, you can use that for stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, nothing about plesiosaurs, though?
No, I guess not. They're not as magical as dragons. It's just a fucking dinosaur. It's not like they had magic powers. They got killed by rocks, man.
Fuck you, man. It took forever to find that thing.
Was that the mission, to find the plesiosaur?
No, we were just on a mission, and every time we found water, we did a plesiosaur check.
Oh, okay. I just got to make sure I know what that is.
Yeah, Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, the plesiosaur.
Plesiosaur. But is the Loch Ness Monster based on the plesiosaur?
The Loch Ness Monster is a plesiosaur.
You're full into the Nessie theory, aren't you? Let's see. 203 million years ago. No?
Maybe a little bit.
Nessie is awesome. She's totally real.
Does it have a different name?
There's
or
also
is it Nessie?
Other ones that are in
Nissandra?
One, like,
I don't fucking know.
There's one in like the Red Sea. There's one.
His name's Dave.
There's one in the Red Sea?
I think so.
I probably swam by
if
him.
If you like look.
You're way off mic,
for,
Bodo.
Like, Nessie stuff, there's multiple ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just Loch Ness.
No, not just Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
Fun story, Loch Ness is very cold. So,
it is very cold.
So, Loch Ness Monster is probably dead as shit. Like, a long time ago.
Dinosaurs hate the cold.
That's
why they did so good with that asteroid.
Well, they're fucking reptiles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd freeze to death and die and shit.
Well,
I don't know, man. They're giant.
Eh.
Eh.
Some of the dinosaurs made it, so if it was big enough, it might have been okay. Just as long as that particular lake didn't boil.
Ooh, speaking of dinosaurs, you guys seen the new Jurassic World?
No.
It was really good.
I can't get on board with that either, man.
Really?
Yeah, just like, you know.
Renee and I are not into watching movies right now.
Not at the moment. We're watching Voyager.
nerd.
Star Trek Voyager. Yes. Hey, best theme of all the Treks. Everyone will agree with me. Just watch.
I've never listened to any, so
it's well.
You're the,
I might play it later. It's pretty majestic.
You're the resident expert, so I trust you.
I'm the expert, even though I've only watched each of these episodes once.
Yeah, it's one more time than I have.
All right, I might as well get my degree in
fucking Star Trekking.
Klingon, yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Nope,
up can't. Until like 2010, they had a Klingon interpreter at Peace Health.
And then what happened?
It just went out of phase. They stopped needing it.
Oh.
Klingon interpreter.
Seriously, because they would get mental health people who came in thinking they only spoke Klingon.
Is Klingon like a difficult language to learn?
Or? It's fucking weird, man. It's like,
it's pretty weird.
It's like, you know how many apostrophes French has?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of them.
So imagine the same amount of apostrophes, but you're like trying to talk around an apple that got stuck in your mouth somehow.
So
that's
really
Klingon.
Hard vowels.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It just sounds like you're spitting a lot. It's fucking weird. But that's interesting that there was a huge wave of Klingon speakers, and then it just kind of
well, it's because
died
there was,
out.
Like, Star Trek was really popular in the
was
80s.
Was Enterprise? Oh, it was the 80s.
80s and 90s.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it went as far, I think, I mean, it could have been earlier 2000s that they stopped, but.
Were there Klingons in Enterprise?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, yeah, that carried out through the whole thing then.
There's Klingons in all of them.
Yeah, there has to be. They're a big favorite of the fans.
Mm-hmm.
But are they not?
Klingons the one with the crazy fucking foreheads?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they also kind of look like Romulans.
Mm.
A little bit.
They're pretty distinctive from Romulans.
They are. But, like, if you don't know anything about Star Trek, you could potentially say, oh,
yeah,
guy, that guy has his head's fucked up, so that might be a Klingon.
But did the popularity just drop off so much that the schizophrenics didn't pay attention to the language? Like, I wonder what caused that. Or did they move on to a different language, like
Dothraki?
Was it Dothraki?
Probably.
Do they have any
I
other?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's worth looking into, though.
We should ask your mom.
Dothraki interpreters. See how much they cost.
Sure. Can we put a Craigslist ad out for one?
Yes.
Hang on. Dothraki.
So I got a question. Did like this dude like make a whole fucking Dothraki language, or is there just like certain
yes,
words?
There's like a whole language.
There's a Dothraki that translator. Hang on. Let's do this. Hire Dothraki interpreter. Are there any professional translators here? Language learning. I would like to be one. Hang on. Can't fucking learn Dothraki. There's a whole subreddit for it. I don't know if these guys are readily available for hire. Linguists join inventors demand for Dothraki language. There's not just like a dedicated website for interpreters, unfortunately, which I think is a way we could make some money. Anybody else agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Go learn Dothraki.
What do we call this new service where we hand out interpreters to people? Probably
Interpret Us. I don't know.
Interpret.us?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Let's see if it's been taken. Interpret.us. Ah, damn it.
Contact?
I got a contact. Whoops.
Uh-oh. Just close it.
This person. Yeah.
Fuck off.
I don't want to email you. Okay, so somebody has that domain name, so maybe that won't be it. But look, here's a Dothraki translator. I'm not even going to try and say that shit. But this is kind of what Klingon looks like, just you got to add more apostrophes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that could be the language that the schizophrenics are going for. I bet Elvish was doing a thing for a while in that community. Was it schizophrenics, or was it just the blanket term of mentally ill that we're learning these languages?
The crazies.
I want to learn more about this. Bodo?
You want to learn more about Dothraki, the
not
language,
no,
or interpreting?
No, I want to learn more about the languages that the crazy people are learning. I just want to see the trends, because if we can capitalize on that trend, we could get this crazy interpreter thing going.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not on board?
I just don't like you calling them crazy people.
Well, what do you want me to call them? I mean...
It's fine. You can't get mad at me for disengaging, so I just told you because you asked me.
All right, but are there any trends that you've noticed that these type of people are drifting towards in terms of languages that they're
fantasy
learning?
Fantasy languages, so okay, Elvish. But which?
Okay.
Like a lot of Tolkien stuff.
Dwarvish,
Klingon,
maybe?
So just kind of what I know.
But nothing new that you've heard of?
Nope.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Oh, well. We'll come up with this idea some other time. Just as soon as we find a domain name. I'm sorry. I just wanted to know.
Oh, I just didn't know what you were asking me.
Just like, what's the popular thing among the schizophrenics right now? And sure. But is it schizophrenic people?
No.
Okay, then
it can be, but not. That's not all.
What is the general
mental
disorder?
Mental health issues.
Just mental health issues?
I mean, it can be anything.
Okay.
You can have like a manic thing and think you are talking English and you're talking something else.
Okay.
For a whole day.
Like one of those things where you get knocked in the head and you're talking Taiwanese.
Yes.
Okay.
Or at least what you think is Taiwanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like Taiwanese, but they get a Taiwanese guy in there and he's just like, yeah, he's basically saying just like baby shit words. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is. It sounds like he heard Taiwanese in a movie one time and it happened to be subtitled and he only got like three words and he's just saying them over and over.
Yep, that's it.
He's just saying them with different vowels and like expressions.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he's saying the same thing in different tones of voice. That's about it.
I could probably... All right, so languages most likely that I would be trying to speak if I got hit in the head. Number one... Whatever the fuck Greedo was speaking in the first Star Wars movie. Because I actually kind of know those phrases, yeah. And I could probably say them. Number two...
Jabba the Hutt.
No. No, that's... It's not really in my vocal range. I was thinking... I think it's Cantonese. It's what Wayne's girlfriend speaks in Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know excellent, and that's a pretty good start towards a mental health issue. Zan. Apparently.
I don't know.
I just know that from Wayne's World.
Sure. See, you're in for a very long trip.
A very long visit to the hospital with the very uniformly dressed doctors.
Yes.
You can't tell who they are. You can't trust them.
Who are you?
Is that a doctor speaking to me?
No, that's somebody very mad at a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Unsure of their surroundings.
Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Don't take me to the weird house if I start speaking Cantonese. Try and teach me, like, real
Cantonese.
And then we'll get myself out of that brain hole. It'll be fine.
I wonder if I'd try speaking French. I took 2 years of French. I don't remember a damn thing.
Omelette du fromage. You know that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see?
Cheesy omelet, bro.
That's all you need.
Everybody's got one language that they would drift toward if they got hit on the head hard enough. Those two were mine. Jared's is French. Kirsty's would probably be Spanish. You've been around it most. Mm-hmm. And you can understand the outlines of conversations that you're nearby.
Yeah, like, okay, so when we were leaving the tattoo place, Skylar and me, there's... a bunch of Hispanic dudes, and they were talking about my cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was annoying.
What does cast sound like?
I don't know.
Casto?
Yep, that's it.
El Casto.
I just knew they were talking about it in, like, my wheel thing or my scooter thing. And
okay.
They thought it was cool, but I just... It's annoying. Like, the
it's
other
like,
day...
It's like, damn, SA, I ain't never seen a scooter like that before.
Yeah, like, my mom and I were at Safeway, and this old guy, like... old guy
yeah
came up to me and he's like, did you break your ankle? And I, in that voice, and I was like,
dude, old people are fucking weird.
And I was just like, no. And he's like, well? And I'm like, I ripped a muscle. He's like, oh well, I broke my ankle and I was in a cast just like that.
And then he told you a story.
And I'm just
about
like
it.
I'm like, that's so great. Thank you. I don't understand. And, like, everybody thinks they're entitled to my story because they can see that there's something wrong with me. And it's yep. so fucking frustrating.
every single person. And so I've just been changing it up. I'm like, yeah, I beat up a bear. The bear beat me up. I beat up a baby.
Roundhouse
and they just
kicked
me down.
Roundhouse kicked a bear, but I missed. I kicked a tree instead.
Roundhouse kicked some toddlers and just broke my ankle.
It just fucking happens, you know?
This is a little related to a conversation we were having earlier off mic. I'm in a constant search for what would be a good tattoo for me. Because
I think you got
full Gaelic sleeve.
See?
Gaelic sleeve. Like a bunch of words spiraling
around. Spiraling down. Like in a half sleeve.
Oh shit.
Or maybe like around like the wrist to the mid forearm.
Tell him your idea, because that's the most bomb, sexy ass tattoo I've ever.
Okay.
Face tattoo.
You ever I forbid face tattoos on
Serenity on your forehead.
No, that would be great, but no.
Serenity, the ship or the word?
Both.
I don't fucking know.
Both, man.
Okay, my eyes are the engine ports.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So this is a idea that I'm pretty on board with. I just have a lot of questions, and I'm sure it would cost a ton of money.
Let's hear it.
Skeleton arms, but with ultraviolet tattoo ink.
Clear ink.
So it would not be visible in normal light, except for like maybe if you squinted at it, especially with my skin.
Yeah.
Shit wouldn't really show up. But
it would look like a scar, basically. Like a really light scar.
Yeah, like
yeah.
A healed scar.
But you put that light over it and shit just lights up.
It glows.
And it's not like a cartoon outline skeleton either.
It's like a real fucking skeleton.
Yeah. Both arms.
Dude, you'd be a fucking hit at rave parties.
Fuck yeah, I know it would. We go to a rave in New York every once in a while. So that's like the coolest idea I had so far, because it's very low visibility. Most people may not even be able to see it, just like me walking around. It'd be kind of cool. I thought it would be something a bit more personal. Like yeah. Kirsty had the idea of getting the show logo done, but I don't even know if I could jump on board with that.
Yeah,
you know. I don't know where I would put it, but skeleton arms is cool.
Skeleton arms is super cool.
Yeah, and super sexy.
The only risk is that it may wear out faster than a standard solid color tattoo.
So. Just wear sunscreen, you'll be all right.
Oh, shit. You think I ain't wearing sunscreen? Dude, I got SPF 50 in my car right now.
Dude, I haven't worn sunscreen since.
He's a liar.
It has been several years since I've even seen sunscreen.
Yeah, you have a crazy ass farmer tan.
Is
it dope though?
It's bad.
Is there an S?
You were like,
I pull it up and like, my eyes!
You're like the whitest person, and then are
just,
so tan on your arms, but then like you just lift it up a tiny bit.
Yeah, and my fucking I gotta.
No, you do. You have a line. Oh man,
you got a forehead line from your hair.
I got one
under
my eyes too.
Oh shit, check it out. I was just wondering this. You can get 100 SPF sunscreen.
Make it 1,000, then we'll talk.
All right, let's add a zero on this search query. SPF 1,000.
Which one? What the fuck?
I don't know why that's there, but let's put it up there.
Let's take a peek.
SPF 1,000 does not seem to exist. So let's just try SPF 200. Remington. No, that's not sunscreen. SPF 50. Okay, so I guess the highest you can go is 100. I'll just put that shit on. SPF 100 is apparently the name of a band, and they have an album called Witch Hunt that was released in 2003. Who wants to hear their first track, 54 seconds long?
I want to hear Witch Hunt, the one that they named the album after.
Oh, is that in here?
Yeah, number 7.
D-D-D-D. Okay. Yeah, let's do that one. The album for Witch... The song for Witch... Oh, this sounds weird.
It's like 30 seconds long.
It's just like a sample. This is horrible. This sounds like something I would have been into in high school.
Yeah. It sounds like Marilyn Manson.
It sounds like Marilyn Manson in a bathtub.
Holding a toaster.
Threatening to drop it.
A plugged in toaster.
Marilyn Manson in a discount studio or something.
Marilyn Manson in our studio.
Hey.
I think we'll wrap
it
up there.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
We still need to make some fucking beats.
Oh, beats? Yeah, I need to figure out how to do that. I'm probably
beats?
Not.
Beats?
Yeah, we're going to be a fucking... He's going to be a DJ.
Beats?
We're going to be a famous rap
duo. I'm
going to
make some...
Soon.
Jesus.
I want to try and make some beats for Jared. We've been talking about it for a while. Because he can somewhat freestyle.
I can't.
I was like, really?
You can do it better than me.
Really?
You can do it better than me.
Everyone can. I can freestyle better than you, okay?
Well, the trick to that is I'm mostly doing it bad on purpose because I know it won't end well. And I'd rather not be embarrassed by self-imploding my own performance.
Right, it's like singing. Like, just sing bad on purpose because if you sing
good... That's what we do all the time.
Yeah, but if you try to sing good and then you're bad, then it actually hurts. But if you sing bad and you're bad, then you're part of the joke.
Yep.
I've been there.
I hacked the system, man.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Sink the ship just to kill the captain.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and want to do a TGF Radio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFradio.com. Closing statements around the table.
I will not be here next week. I will be in Vegas.
That's true. I don't. We'll probably still do a show.
All right.
We'll keep it alive.
Immigrants aren't illegal.
Some of them are.
Nope.
I don't know. Laws are tricky. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
Okay. Never gonna let you down.